I'm here with Mark MacDonald of Slianua Careers. Mark, perhaps you could address the issue of selling yourself without sounding arrogant.
I think the entire interview process from start to finish is it's your opportunity to maximise your suitability for the role you're interviewing for, and you achieve that by a number of methods. But it's vitally important that you do come across as a confident, self-assured individual without overstepping the mark and becoming arrogant. I think in general terms, the interview environment, it's the last place to be bashful. You're there to sell yourself. You're there to maximise your skills, your talents and your background, and to show how they fit the requirements of the job you're interviewing for. But again, you stop short of arrogance because ultimately that's going to disincentivise people on the interview panel. So the way you achieve it really is, again, it boils down to being able to demonstrate accurately how you have achieved what you've said you've achieved in terms of your career history. A lot of this information will be on your CV, but you have to be able to provide tangible examples of how you've achieved, you know, various goals or various targets within your previous career, whether it's from a commercial point of view, whether it's from a personal point of view. If you're somebody recently out of college and your career history is relatively short, you then look at what you've achieved from an academic point of view, what you've achieved during your time in third level, what you've achieved in terms of projects you've undertaken, in terms of group work you've participated in. And ultimately, the way to maximise your level of confidence during an interview and the way to articulate that confidence is to present at interview, having done your preparation, and which shall ultimately enable you to articulate all these achievements in a very efficient manner. If we don't prepare, if we allow ourselves to be open to interrogation on areas that we haven't prepared answers for, we're going to talk around in circles. We'll either oversell or undersell ourselves, and invariably we'll end up talking too long, and we will just invite somebody on the interview panel to talk over us and ask another question before we finish the one we're at. So ultimately, it's all about preparation, and it's about demonstrating your ability to back up the claims that you have made in your CV, the claims you've made in your cover letter, align your strengths, your skills, your talents and your backgrounds with the requirements of the job spec, and very importantly, demonstrate that you know the job you're applying for, you know the organization you're applying for, and you do this by research. And it's so regularly overlooked by people presenting at interview, in that they may feel that they're an ideal fit for the job, but they present an interview with very little knowledge of the company they're applying to. And that's always a major turnoff for interviewers. There's an expectation there that you will have researched the company. And all this information is freely available. You would start with their company website if they have one. And in particular, look at their mission statement, or their value statement, or their value proposition. It's always a couple of lines of text, which tells the world what that organization is all about, how they go about things, the values that they would apportion a large degree of significance to. Within that, depending on the size of the organization, there may be some media coverage they would have received. You'll achieve that just by looking at a Google search, searching the companies, searching the newspaper websites, the Unison website, which covers the Irish Independent and the Herald and the Sunday Independent. Any articles relating to that company will be archived in there. It's all freely available. There's no excuse whatsoever for not having your research done. But when you line up those ducks, when you have your research done, when you have your answers prepared, when you can validate the information that's in your CV and your cover letter, you will portray yourself as somebody who's confident. Practice your answers. Practice them in front of friends. Record yourself if you wish. Practice in front of friends, family, maybe colleagues, whatever. Get their feedback. But, you know, ultimately, it's about you confidently stating the relevance behind your application, why you feel you're the right person for the job, how you can demonstrate you're the right person for the job. And you do that with confidence. You stop short of arrogance. And that's an invisible line that most of us know where it is, but it's you know, it's up to each individual really to coach themselves or to receive professional coaching to get them to a point where they confidently state their case, but stop short of arrogance. And I mean, you know, to arrogant answers at interview could very easily be misinterpreted, you know, misinterpreted by an employer as your, I suppose, unwillingness to take the job interview seriously. It's also very, very easy to see through. So, you know, rather than saying, yeah, I can do that job with my hands behind my back, I've done it for years and years, that's not the type of answer you want to give to somebody. You can say, well, yeah, I do feel I could succeed in this role because, and then you start citing the examples that validate that answer. And that's how you stay on the, I suppose, on the cautious side of the arrogance barrier and just maintain a degree of confidence as opposed to displaying an element of arrogance.